Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Whatever happened, Ike Reese?
Oh, yeah. It only took a week and a half for the three of us to become the two of us. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. I am Spike Eskin. I do not see Ike Reese anywhere. I do see, thankfully, next to me, taking his place, one Jackie Pigskin, Jack Fritz.
There's, first off, there's no taking Ike's place, but this is a big show. We got a lot to get into today. Obviously, would love Ike here, but, yeah. I mean, it's a day before the draft. We have the Eagles Insider of the Year stuff
going on.
The
hell
is
Ike?
No,
where the hell is Ike?
It's a choke job. I mean, you got to call it like it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, and there's no last two-minute report to save Ike today.
No, not at all. No, there will be no excuses, only accountability here. When he comes back, I think at least 30 push-ups. 30 push-ups when he comes back for missing today.
That's a big, I mean, I know he looks strong.
Oh, I have a problem with the house.
I know. Couldn't make it in today.
Anyway.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He can't do anything about his Trotter.
Wait till we bring up how he started the fight down in Atlanta versus Trotter.
Yep.
Oh, he can't even defend himself today.
Yeah, that'll be the second hour. Also, when he screwed us on breakfast in Clearwater, when he was supposed to buy everybody breakfast, didn't even do that.
Yeah, he's got so much money, but it's going to Frenchies on game day.
Anyway, we are, as Jack said, the NFL draft is tomorrow night. The Eagles do have the 22nd pick. There has been rumors over the last couple of days about the Eagles potentially trading up, not just trading up, but potentially trading up for a wide receiver or a tight end. Jackie, what are your thoughts?
Well, you want to know how I feel is if Howie Roseman does this, and if Howie Roseman goes and trades up for a potential skill position guy, receiver, tight end, it shows me one thing. It shows me he has no balls. He has no balls because he can't draft defensive players. And having to go take an offensive player because it's the more safe thing to do when the obvious thing is to go draft a defensive player. They have not drafted a cornerback in the first round since Lito Shepard. You were in Chicago, I think, when Lito Shepard was drafted. That's how long ago it was.
I think it was before that. Lito Shepard was drafted early 2000s,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was before. I wasn't in Chicago until 07.
I was 8. I was 8 years old when the last time
they drafted. So why do you want him to do, if he knows he's not good at it, why do you want him to draft a defensive player?
The offense is fine. The offense is fine. What do you need this for? Like, all you're doing is trying to protect yourself down the road and taking a position that's harder to screw up. It's hard to screw up a receiver in the first round. It just is. I know he's done it.
Okay.
He's been able to do it. But the closer you get to the top of the draft, the easier it should become. Tight end, I was on the Brock Bowers train for a little bit, but it's a tight end too. Like, this defense couldn't stop anyone last year. They had the 31-ranked passing defense. They had the worst third-down defense in the league. And what have they really done to get better? What have they really done on that side of the ball to get better? They traded arguably their best defensive player. I can't believe the reports that keep coming out about this team possibly being interested in a freaking receiver. It makes no sense to me. And if he does it, it shows he has no confidence in his ability to draft defense.
215-592-9494. You think the Eagles should go defense, like Jack says, or potentially offense, like they might do? My position is this. If they know they can't draft defense, and that has happened for a while now, there's a sort of a long resume of not being able to draft defense, especially high up in the draft. If they're not confident in doing it, which I don't think they are, I would double down on what you're building on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think they need weapons. Weapons aren't what they need. They have plenty of weapons. They have two wide receivers who are weapons. They have a tight end who's a weapon. You just spent, you know, $36 million on a running back who's a weapon. You have a quarterback who you hope is a weapon. What is the one thing that ties all of those things together? It's the offensive line. And they are a player short. They're simply a player short. And if, you know, Ike was saying that he wouldn't draft a guard in the first round because that's easy to find and it's easy to make sure it works. To me, I'm doing something that I know would work. This team's success over the last decade has largely been built on the offensive line. They lost their most important offensive lineman this offseason. I don't think there's anything wrong with going out and drafting a guard or drafting a tackle who can play guard or somebody versatile like that. I wouldn't draft a skill position player, but I would draft an offensive guard in the first round.
But what I don't get about that is, like, which – you talk about the trenches, and I agree.
Trenches.
I appreciate that you're a football guy, and I get it. But, again, it's just cowardly. You don't have to waste the pick.
Their job isn't to be tough and show that they're not cowards in the first round. The job is to draft a player who you think can contribute.
But you can find guards all over the draft. You can find offensive linemen all over the draft. When they won the Super Bowl, their left tackle was Vitae, who they drafted in the fourth. Now, Peters was obviously the big trade. That was a totally different story. But you had Landon Dickerson make the Super Bowl last year. You had Mailata as the seventh round pick the year before. Kelsey, sixth round. You had a right guard and Saemalu was a third rounder. And Lane Johnson went number four overall. Like, you don't have to use the 22nd pick just because you're good at it. It makes no sense to me.
You should lean into the things that you're good at.
No, that's
Look,
insane.
If you're running a radio station up in New York, and the thing that you would be better at is hosting a radio show in Philadelphia, you should do it.
Right, you should just... Jump ship.
Yes.
Jump
bail
ship.
On everyone. I truly believe that the executives who know what they know and know what they don't know are the best ones. And they have spent a lot of first round picks recently, a lot of draft capital on defensive players. And the results have been pretty sketchy, to be quite honest with you.
Sure.
So if he knows he's not good at that, then I think going that direction is a failure. I think they need personnel on the defensive side of the ball, and I don't think they've addressed it enough in the offseason. But I think but using your first round pick on a defensive player because A, you think you can fix all of the defensive woes on the defense with one pick
at
22.
Well, you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere when you're rebuilding that side of the ball. Like, to go get a guard when the offense is pretty much set.
It's not set.
It is set. It is set. Everything is set on offense. Guard, they drafted one in the second round last year. Go, let the kid play. We're banking on Nolan Smith on defense, but we're not allowed to go let Nolan Smith play or letting Tyler Steen play? That makes no sense to me. Like, cornerback is one of those positions that has to be taken in the first round, I think, to get an impact player. Like, all the best corners have been drafted in the first round in football. Like, if you go further and deeper into the draft, you just don't get those kind of guys. That's how you end up with Kelee Ringo starting last year, Eli Rick starting last year. Like, these guys that are essentially taken late and thrust in positions they're not supposed to be thrust into. It doesn't make any sense to me. And every report that comes out makes me that much more aggravated. Like, just because you've sucked at drafting defense— Like, this is what their plan has led to. They've invested everything in the offense.
What leads you to believe that this year they could draft defense and in previous years they have not?
I can't just go into a draft being like, well, I can't draft defense, so why do it? Then get better at it. Like, get better at it. Figure it out. Because you can't – you already invested everything.
Is that where Ike is today?
What?
Is he teaching the Eagles how to draft defense?
Could be.
Could
just,
be.
Just, we, there was some people here last night. Maybe Ike was going down to see that. But I just – this whole idea of trading up for a skill position guy when the defense needs to be rebuilt drives me nuts. And I hope Howie just does the right thing and takes a corner, takes something on defense to get the rebuild started.
Take an offensive lineman.
No,
just do it.
No, they're probably going to do it, and I'm going to be furious.
Take an offensive – what? Because we're going to have another decade of success
because
with the Philadelphia Eagles?
It's legitimately soft.
Too much success with the with drafting
the line's
offensive lineman.
The line's fine.
215-592-9494. Do you go defense in first round or offense? I say guard, but there have been rumors that the Eagles will trade up for a skill position player, which sounds shocking to me. Bradley in Oregon, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I totally agree with what Jack's saying here. You can't be scared to draft defense because you've sucked at it before. It's a professional organization. It's the biggest need. I mean, it's all about scoring more points than the other, and that also involves keeping the score down from the other side. So you really got to hit on the corner round. I think after that, you're going to have to get either a linebacker, and if you want to go offensive line second round, so you have two picks for it. So I really think it'll be corner. It should be corner. And then you got to address the linebacker at some point. I mean, our linebacking core, especially in coverage, becomes important because you got tight ends running everywhere, crossing routes, all that such thing. We got hurt a lot last year because we were lacking in that.
They ain't taking a linebacker in the first round. I could almost
promise
Jerry
Robinson's probably going to be safe for another year. But in the second round,
Exactly. We have second round. We have two second rounders. So why not hit that early in the second round? But first round for sure, corner. Offense will be fine. Honestly, we have enough depth, it's a deep offensive line draft.
I was trying to tell Spike that before the show. You can find them all over the draft.
You know, everyone's saying the offense will be fine. Did you feel like the offense was fine toward the end of last season? Did that feel fine to you?
Absolutely not. But I think a big reason of it was play calling, and I think it was division within the team. I think there was a lot of second guessing. There were players taking. They can control the situation themselves. I don't think it was really necessarily personnel. We have the talent. Absolutely.
We lost the best center in the modern era, the last 30 years, is no longer on the team, and everyone just
thinks... They have his replacement.
Everyone just thinks this will be fine. Well, but if he gets hurt... They've always had depth on the offensive line, too. They've always had depth.
Tyler Hennessy's here.
It doesn't mean that this person needs, and you're confident that next year everything will be fine.
The offensive line has been bad, off the top of my head, one time under Jeff Stoutland. And it was Carson's last year because they're down to Jamone Brown. And they're down to the absolute scrap heap on the offensive line. Like, Jeff Stoutland is the best offensive line coach in football. That's what we're told. Like, if Tyler Steen can't play, that's an issue, sure. But you can find someone else. Everything else is locked in. And this is about what would make me even more annoyed, Spike, is if this is about Lane Johnson's replacement, that would drive me nuts as well.
Why?
Because he's not going anywhere this year, next year. Like, he's going to be here. He's fine. You can't draft his replacement.
He misses, like, four games every year some sort of injury.
When the opposite side of the football is as much of a sieve as it appears on paper right now, I can't worry about replacing my right tackle. This is what they did with Jason Kelce, and Kelce played two extra years after they drafted Cam Jurgens. It doesn't make any sense.
I have no problem with drafting Lane Johnson's replacement.
No.
If the person that they think is there that could be a tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles for the next decade is sitting there in the draft. That's who
you take. If the defense is more set, I would agree with you. But, like, who is good on that side of the ball that you feel good about? You feel good about Jalen Carter? Yes. Sure.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. But, again, like, who else do you feel good about? Bryce Huff, maybe.
But I don't think that is – I don't think that is solvable in one pick in the first round.
That has to start somewhere, Spike.
I want the offense to be complete. It's not complete.
Oh, my God. You're just like Howie. seriously, he's got no stones if he goes offense tomorrow.
You're just like Howie. It's something that I've heard in different contexts, not in this one. 215-592-9494, where do you go first on Freddie in West Philly? You're on WIP.
How you doing?
What's up, Freddie?
Now, look, my thing is, everybody talks defense, offense. Take the best player available.
I get it, Freddie. Take the best player available. Give a real point.
Right, okay. Last year, what did they say? The defensive player that they got now should have played more. If you was one of them guys and they go and draft a defensive player in your position, they put them in front of you, How are you going to feel? They don't believe in me. Take the plus. I like the guy the last time said about Lane Johnson. If he goes down, who you got to take his place? Nobody.
Yeah, Tyler Hennessy.
Oh, come on, man.
Jack's just saying names now.
Well, that's a real place. He's a Temple guy.
Yeah.
One of us.
Take the best player available.
I'm not drafting a backup round one. That's insane to me.
Freddie, what if the best player available is a quarterback?
Yeah, well.
That rule doesn't always work, you know?
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
I'm a longtime Eagle fan from 1960. I'm 71 years old.
Awesome.
Take the best player available and then go from there.
Thank you, Freddie. Freddie's got experience.
He does.
He does.
And that means something.
Been a fan since 1960. What do you have to say? You were 8 when Lito Shepard got drafted.
Yeah, exactly.
What could you possibly know?
Exactly. So if he was 1960, 70 now.
71.
71 now.
Yep.
Okay, so he's born in the 50s, right? No, he's born in the 40s.
No, try again.
Okay.
It's 2024.
2024?
So if he's born in 1954, how old would he be? He would be 70.
Okay.
So if he was born in 1953, he would be 71. There you go.
All right.
Garrett in the Lehigh Valley, you're at WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up, Garrett?
Hey, listen. I think that the Eagles should trade the 22 overall pick for Patrick Surtain.
Well, sure. But is he available is the big issue.
Well, right now he's kind of like their franchise guy, but if not, I think the Eagles should definitely go after Cooper DeJean.
Sure, you're going more corner. I'm curious to see where Cooper DeJean is on Spike Gaskin's big board at 3:30.
Yeah, we have the YouTube big board at 3:30. Cooper DeJean will be mentioned. That's all I'll say. 3:30.
But Garrett, but would you be annoyed if they went offense though?
See, I honestly I would because you can get guilt guards and tackles in later rounds that historically for the Eagles have been better. You know. So I definitely think that going defense here would be the best option for the Eagles.
Yeah, and like I know there's been this whole thing going on now, and Hugh's been a champion of this in the midday show, Spike, where he's talking about defense is a luxury and defense schmefense, and which is shocking coming from an Eagles Hall of Famer as an edge rusher.
Defenseman. Yeah.
Yeah. Like literally, that was his job was to go after the quarterback. But
it's a different game than when he played.
Of course, it's a different game.
He's recognizing that.
But the final four teams last year, three of them had stud defenses. I mean, Chiefs, Ravens, Niners, they're built on that side of the ball. Like you can't. This whole idea of just ignoring the defense, which just feels like it is.
Well, they haven't ignored it.
Yes, they have, essentially. They traded their best defensive player this offseason.
Well, the biggest contract they gave out this offseason to a free agent was to a defensive player.
Sure.
It's true.
One, and but they also shipped the other one out for, what, $2 million more?
I'm just saying that the player they spent the most money on was an edge rusher this year in the offseason. And as far as the number of players that they've signed in the offseason has all been on defense. I think you could argue that a lot of them are lottery ticket type guys.
Band-aids.
Not that you're super I don't know about a band-aid, but I don't know if it's a to get to the next place sort of thing. I don't know if they're band-aids, but I don't think you can be specifically super confident in any of them. But they have done, they have made moves to address the defense, and I think it's possible that they do not think that largely the problem with the Eagles' defense last year was personnel.
It just feels like we're heading into a year where they invested money in Saquon Barkley, a running back who I don't think they envisioned being here for 4 years. I think you try to say in the next 2 years you're looking for the best version of Saquon Barkley. I just don't know how you do all that they've done on offense. And it does look like if the quarterback is good, and I mean this is all coming back to Jalen, which is fine because it should. He's the guy that's being paid $250 million. You know, on offense, on paper, with Kellen Moore here, it looks like a Super Bowl ready team. And on defense, if you go guard for no reason and keep that side of the ball as
it's not for no reason.
It is essentially for no reason. You drafted a guy in the second round last year. And if you go skill position, if you go receiver, for what? What are you going receiver for? How many times did Zach Pascal touch the ball in 2022? How many times did Quez Watkins touch the ball in 2023? Like, we didn't want those guys touching the football that much. Like, they don't use those guys. They have AJ. They have Devontae. They have Dallas Goedert. It makes no sense. You need to rebuild the defense. You invest in Bryce Huff, sure. But, like, you have to be able to start getting some turnover on that side, saying, okay, this is our future core at this side of the ball. We invested so much in the offense. Get some young defensive players in here and grow up.
What? Grow up. What if they draft, they traded up, drafted a receiver, and traded A.J. Brown for a defensive player?
Well, I mean, that would
be, not saying you would have ever suggested such a thing.
I have never been in the, on the idea of trading A.J. Brown for anything.
I don't want to give anybody anxiety about the idea of trading A.J. Brown.
Deep breaths. But, I mean, if they do, I'm just saying, if they go up and trade up for a receiver, he's gone. I mean,
well, if they make a trade up for a receiver, there's no way that A.J. Brown's still here.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe not, for 1 year.
Not after paying Devonta Smith. And then if they go and trade up for one, I think that would be a signal that A.J. Brown's gone.
Yes.
For sure. 215-592-9494. Do you think the urgency that Jack is suggesting that the Eagles use to draft a defensive player is appropriate? Or would you be okay with an offensive lineman? Or perhaps trading up for a tight end or a... Can you imagine they trade up for a tight end? If they trade up for a tight end or a wide receiver. Jack, it is draft time. And you and I both have been around for numerous high draft picks for the Philadelphia teams. Numerous, numerous, numerous.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a draft pick that they draft, you're excited about, you see him play, and then you have to talk yourself into him for the rest of their time here.
Oh, yeah.
A draft pick that you talked yourself into, even though in your gut, deep in your gut, you knew it wasn't right. For me, the draft pick that I remember that I talked myself into was Evan Turner. Now, everyone was excited.
His jumper was so ugly.
It's so ugly. He's so slow. And
he hit the shot in the Big Ten tournament, and that felt like he's a winner.
Well, the funny part about Evan Turner is everyone agreed. We can crush them for that pick retroactively, but everyone agreed that Evan Turner was the right pick. Yeah. They had a point guard, yada, yada, yada. Everyone agreed that Evan Turner was the right pick. After watching him for literally 3 minutes, in my gut, I knew it was the worst pick they could have made. Like, I knew it was a disaster. I think we all knew it was a disaster. But you would look for these little things in games where he would do one thing well, and you would convince yourself, all right, it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Turner is the guy that I talked myself into.
I have so many.
Yeah.
Like, I got so many throughout the years. Like, if I wanted to go basketball, and I'll take one off the board before I get to football. But, like, I remember, speaking of that, like, I watched the live stream, I think, the night that Fultz came here.
Mm.
And it was like, he looked horrible. Like, would not shoot the basketball. Because I back then, I watched, like, almost every Washington game, and I was like, he's sick. I love him. Need him. And then that game, that practice, he looked like a totally different player. And when they trade up, it was like, all right, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And then he was a disaster. But football-related, the Philly athlete I talked myself
into. You're just going to do the whole
– I took one. I took Fultz. All right, sue me.
Okay.
I took Fultz.
But that's what you're – but now you're going to football?
I'm going to football. I'm taking two. Because I did talk myself into Jalen Reagor.
Oh, really?
The quote I said on the air, this is back during that time, I said Justin Jefferson is Bayou Jordan Matthews.
Oh,
so that didn't age
that
well.
That didn't work out.
And if you want the next Stephon Diggs, you take Jalen Reagor.
I think – Ike was a Reagor guy, too.
I think that was my fault, though. I really sold him on. Like, and I don't know why he trusted my opinion so much in that instance, but yeah, I was a huge Reagor guy.
So the morning show side question of the day, which Philadelphia draft pick did you talk yourself into? And we are talking about what the Eagles do at 22. Jack insists it's defense. I would just take an offensive lineman. Sure up that part. So there is a position we just talked about briefly, which was linebacker. We've talked extensively about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. on this show. A well-known national NFL voice had some great things to say about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. We will talk about that next and play that sound for you on the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Well, over the weekend, I was able to take my car into Scott Honda of Westchester, my certified pre-owned Honda Accord.
Oh.
First time bringing it in. Just a great experience. You know,
they treat you like family there?
They treat you like family. I'm part of the family now. It's a very family atmosphere. Got my first car there in high school. You know what I like about the service department, Spike? Is they got this express lane. And I'm not one of those people. I'm not good at calling for appointments. You know, setting up appointments, sticking to appointments.
Planning. Being an adult.
Hate planning. Hate planning. The express lane, bang. No appointments. Just walk in. They get the job done. I was in and out in 45 minutes. Giants. It was just beautiful. So Scott Honda, obviously they've been serving the area for generations. They've been serving my family, and now they've welcomed me into their family. If you're in the market for a newer certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car, Scott Honda of Westchester. And now New Jersey's in luck because Scott Honda has come to Vineland, New Jersey. So get down to there today. Visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a WIP afternoon show. I am Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz, who is sitting in for Ike Rees, as Ike takes care of an issue in his home. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Ike can't do it himself.
No.
Somebody else do it for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
It sounds miserable. I'll put it that way.
He's not a... Are you a guy at home who can fix stuff?
Absolutely not. We had a problem with our dryer.
Yeah.
Today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Called my dad.
Oh, you called your dad. You should call a repairman.
Yeah, he's going to come over and check it out tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your dad fixes stuff at home. So you're not one of those guys, if there's, let's say, a piece breaks off of the toilet, and you're like, oh, if I YouTube this, I could certainly find the instructions on how to put this back on. You're not the guy who will YouTube something and fix it.
So I tried this. So you know the flap in the toilet?
Yes.
Yeah. I bought like 17 different flaps to try to get the toilet to stop running.
That's a pretty easy one to fix, though, man.
I tried.
Okay.
I tried. I bought a lot of flaps, and nothing worked.
No dice.
It did not stay down, and the water kept running, and the bills kept getting higher and higher until we just bought a new toilet.
I remember my biggest homeowner meltdown, and I've had a lot of homeowner meltdowns. And meltdowns just in general, for sure.
Should have seen you walking in today.
I was, because I was later than I like to be. I like everything in its right place. And then to get here, Ike's not here. Everything was confusing. But the two biggest homeowner meltdowns I had, the first one, when we bought our first house in Springfield, Delaware County, we get in there, it's like 98 degrees that day. Whatever it was really hot. We have the air conditioner on. I go up to the attic where the condenser unit is, and there's all this water on the floor underneath it. It was all wood underneath it. So I had to turn off the air conditioner. I didn't know who to call because I'd only rented my whole life. You just call the landlord. I went into our basement. I melted down. I went into our basement. I put a pillow over my own face. I screamed into the pillow as loudly as I could.
Nice.
And I fell asleep on the floor of the basement right there.
Because you were so mad?
Because I was so mad. Yes.
Are you sure you didn't pass out?
I did not pass out.
Okay.
No.
Kind of feels like you passed out.
No, I didn't pass out.
You accidentally fell asleep after yelling into a pillow.
And then the other time was when my basement flooded, and I melted down that time too because we couldn't get a shop vac anywhere because everyone flooded. And I finally got one and had it, you know, it was the entire basement. It was a tiny little maybe 4-inch hole at the end of the pipe that got the water up.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I could see it was going to do nothing. So again, I screamed. That time, I melted down and drove to an empty parking lot of a shopping center and sat in my car for an hour in silence.
Well, at least you're handling it well. Yes. See, I consider, I like to think that I have good fight or flight. So I keep relying on if things go wrong, fight or flight kicking in.
Yeah, well, my thing is flight.
Yeah, you're definitely a flight guy.
I'm a flight guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
215-592-9494. Would you go defense or offense in the first round tomorrow night in the draft for the Eagles? Now, I mentioned before the break, we've talked a lot about Jeremiah Trotter Jr., of course, Trot legend here, and his son, a highly regarded prospect at the same position he played. Greg Cosell had some nice things to say about Jeremiah Trotter.
Jeremiah Trotter's tape is really good. He was a fun watch. He's such a smart, savvy, aware player, sees things immediately. He's one of those guys, the term we always use is key and diagnose. He sees it. He attacks. He's a really good blitzer. He's just 6 feet, 228. That's going to be seen as small. Some teams will say, you know what? Not for me. But his tape is really good. And we know who his dad is. I remember his dad sitting with me here in my office at NFL Films watching tape when he retired.
There you go. Well, Howard has guaranteed that they will not take him in the second round. It seems like he's about a second-round player. That's sort of the guess.
Second or third round, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they do it, like, selfishly. Obviously, we would like to see Jeremiah Trotter here. It would give them a pretty short linebacking room. I mean, N'Kobe Dean, small.
Right.
Devin White, small. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., small. I wonder if they, like, the Trotter family, like, would want him to get drafted by the Eagles.
I actually think it is. I would love to have him here. I think it would be fun. I think it's probably more of a negative than it is a positive.
I think so, too.
I think if he...
Unless he's a Cowboy.
Then that would be a negative. If he was an established player, sixth year of his career, already an impact player, a starting player, and they signed him and he came back, that would be one thing. It's hard enough as a rookie figuring things out. It's pretty hard here in Philadelphia, as some Eagles here will attest to. We'll say that, you know, there's a lot of attention.
Sure.
And then the entire thing with him being a legacy player for the Eagles, I don't know. I think there's probably some nice familiarity with that, but I think overall it's probably harder for him as a rookie than it would be if his dad wasn't Jeremiah Trotter.
Now, I think the good part would be that I think he would get a longer leash. Like, I think that because he's Trotter's son, we wanted him.
But that's a bad thing.
Well, I mean, with the fans, like, they wouldn't turn immediately if he can't play.
No. We would all just stop talking about him.
Right. But yeah. I mean, like, as I mean, you are sitting in also Howard's former seat, you know, for a long time. So it's like you kind of understand what Jeremiah Trotter's going through, Jeremiah Trotter Jr.'s going through.
But for me, it is the opposite, I think, right? Whereas Jeremiah Trotter Jr. would get a longer leash, I feel like I get a...
Oh, you get a zero leash.
Shorter leash.
There was no leash.
Yeah. No one's ever going to say to Jeremiah Trotter Jr., you missed that tackle, just like your dad, who also sucks. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
But it's funny because both are Hall of Famers.
Howard and
Jeremiah Trotter Jeremiah Trotter Sr. But one's Hall of Fame is viewed differently than
the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
215-592-9494. Seth in Philly, you are on WIP.
Jack and Spike, good to talk to you again.
You as well.
I was hoping to also have Ike on this because I was listening to another former Eagle earlier today, and it has to do with my take. So I was hoping to get his point of view on it.
I will give you Ike's point of view. I think I can sense. I've worked with Ike enough. I think I got a good Ike sense. So I'll try to speak for Ike, which I'm sure he's thrilled by.
Yep. His fault. He's the one who's
not here.
That's
exactly right. I'll do my best, Seth. I'll do my best.
All right. Sounds good, Jack. So I would be very happy if the Eagles took a cornerback, maybe drinking the Kool-Aid, maybe Cooper DeJean. I'd be happy with one of those guys.
Sure.
I'd like to go defense, but the Dan Graziano rumor, I guess, of Eagles trading up to get Brock Bowers is intriguing to me. I love Bowers. I think he's a surefire hit, and if you're drafting in the first round, you want your first round draft pick to be a can't-miss, you know, win. I know the Eagles are loaded on offense, but, you know, Moore loves two tight end sets, and Goddard has missed time the last two seasons due to injury, and it was great last year to have had a Brock Bowers to pop into that role as the number one tight end. So I'm just really, really intrigued by the notion.
Yeah, I would much rather trade up for Brock Bowers than one of these receivers. I mean, given what the two tight end set thing is real. I mean, Elliot tweeted earlier today, I think he's seventh in the league, Kellen Moore was, in two tight end sets. The Goddard thing's real. He's missed, I think, six games each of the last 2 years. He's also going to be 30. I don't think they're going to give him another contract.
It's wild that he's 30 already.
I know. All these guys get old so fast.
Well, there's something about Eagles tight ends where they went, obviously, from Celek to Ertz and then to Goddard. And it seems like because they've all overlapped, I always felt like Ertz was the young guy until Goddard got here. And then I always felt like Goddard was the young guy because there's not a guy here who is ready to take over for him.
Goddard's going to be 30.
Honestly,
like this is
crazy around
the time that they usually start doing their succession plan with that position.
That's exactly right. And I believe that Ertz was younger than Goddard is now when Goddard was drafted to be his heir apparent.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I know, likes Brock Bowers. I think he's definitely on the camp of, like, go get a defensive player, and I'm still in that camp too. But I do think Brock Bowers has a chance to be a really, really special player. And we've seen them do this in years past. And in the first round would be bold, but I would definitely be intrigued by it too.
Do you have a draft pick that you had to talk yourself into, Seth? A Philadelphia draft pick?
I do. He's a converted rugby hockey player firefighter from the 2011 draft.
Oh, no.
First rounder, Danny Watkins.
I didn't think anybody actually talked themselves into Danny Watkins. Oh. I think we all knew. You had actually talked yourself into it.
I mean, I would be happy with it. I like a good story. So I was like, oh, this is a good story, you know?
Well, you know, the one person that talked themselves into it was Andy Reid, which is the bigger issue.
Yeah, good. That is a good one, Seth. That is, I think he is on the, I'm trying to think of the Mount Rushmore of bad first round picks in Philadelphia.
Well, you know, we had the debate at the end of the year of, okay, so had they kept Andy, would he have ever won a Super Bowl here? Like, would we have seen that?
And he just got an extension. Andy Reid just got an extension in Kansas City.
He did get an extension. But, like, the counter to that is he made one, because, like, he was making weird decisions by the end. The Juan Castillo move. You had the Danny Watkins move.
Yeah.
So he was making weird decisions. The Danny Watkins thing, though, there's a, and I know you've not YouTube.
Was that really 2011?
2011, yeah.
It feels like longer ago.
Well, BG was drafted the year before.
Yeah. My God.
Yeah, dude, the last 10 years have flown by. Like, I keep saying 10 years ago as if that's like 2009.
No, it's 14.
It's 2014.
Yeah.
I was in college.
Just math for Jack.
I know.
What were you going to say there?
No, I was going to say that there's a draft prospect. I know you didn't do edge rushers on your YouTube big board scouting.
No.
But maybe for tomorrow. Oh, and tomorrow's going to be interesting. But regardless, there is a defensive end from UCLA named Latu. I believe that's his last name. And he was at Washington, retired, became a firefighter, and then transferred down to UCLA.
Can't pick him.
To play for Chip Kelly.
Really?
So, like, he's undraftable.
Yeah, there's way too much baggage there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine his poor guy, his first interview here? A, have you heard of Danny Watkins? B, you know, Chip Kelly like?
Do you like firefighting more than football?
Yeah. And if you do like Chip Kelly, when you're around Howie, might want to keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe keep it to yourself.
Make sure you say hi to Howie.
Yeah. That's
the key.
Yes. Today's Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Today's Twitter poll, what would your reaction be if the Eagles traded up for a receiver or a tight end tomorrow? The two options are happy or annoyed. Jack, now Ike is usually very good at reading the room, saying what the percentages are going to be. Where do you think this lands?
I think it is 45% happy.
69% annoyed, 31% happy.
Because people want defense.
Yeah. I think from a weapons perspective, it does. I think Giglio said it earlier. I think people do start to get into that mode where enough is enough already, and it starts to feel like you're playing fantasy football a little bit. They do have plenty of weapons. Weapons should, if Jalen Hurts has any excuse this year, weapons cannot be one of the excuses. So unless they make a trade like that, and simultaneously there's a trade that gets them a veteran defensive player, I think is the only way that that one works.
Yeah, if they can find a way to get Patrick Surtain, I think that's the prime outcome tomorrow. A 24-year-old corner that played under Vic Fangio, like, I think that's number one. I am worried about Howie Roseman in this spot in the draft. I mean, we've gone back through the drafts of, like, this particular area, like 15 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Just no hits. I mean, there's no hits in this area. So I like the idea that they're trading up. Like, I like the idea of go up and get a guy. That, it seems like 16 is one of the possible spots with the Seahawks because they don't have a second-round pick. And then 12 with the Broncos is the one where they would be going up and obviously trying to get the best of the best. I like the idea of getting closer to the top of the draft and trying to I guess, narrow down a real stud rather than picking maybe three guys for one spot at 22. I don't get this offensive thing. I really don't get it. It's befuddling to me.
It's an offensive league, and I think that they see themselves as closer to being able to have an elite offense than they are closer to having an elite defense. And I think if they think they're one or two pieces away, they should go get it and at least one of the sides of the ball.
But you have to start somewhere. That's what I can't figure out. You have to start somewhere.
Well, maybe it's not here.
All right. Well, we were just talking about some home ownership problems that Ike is currently experiencing. I might be in the new market, or might be in the market for a dryer.
If your daddy says so.
If he can't figure it out, because Lord knows I'm not figuring it out. If I am in the market for appliances, or if you're in the market for appliances, you got to get down to National Appliance Warehouse in Tax-Free Wilmington. We talked a lot about it on this show, and you know, one of the things that I think is really important to know, like, sure, is the lowest price guaranteed? Of course. We'll get into price, sure. But the service they provide is just top-notch. It's their job. It's what they care about. They care about taking care of you. When you walk in, they try to answer your questions in 8 seconds or less. Obviously, if I walk in, it takes a little bit longer to figure out what I need. This is what they do. They take care of you. They have over 100 brands on their 15,000 square foot showroom. Not just, they have premium everything. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse, check out their showroom. You will not be disappointed. A special, special place. And I mentioned the low prices. Price Assure instantly updates the tags. If there's a lower price elsewhere, Price Assure instantly updates it in the store. I saw that when I was down there a couple weeks ago. You can save an extra 35%. On GE appliances. GE appliances are hot right now in the streets. They have an unmatched collection of.
Did you say just GE appliances are hot in the streets?
Many people are saying.
Yeah.
Many people are saying.
All right.
GE Cafe, GE Profile, and Monogram Appliances. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse today or click nationalappliancewarehouse.com and tell them Jack Fritz sent you.
What happens when you tell them Jack Fritz sent you? Exactly.
They probably, like, I love.
Have you ever tried that?
I've been thinking about it.
We have to send Ike in and have him tell them that Jack Fritz sent him.
So how I view it is that balloons just immediately drop. You know what I mean? And like confetti. Like the confetti cannon that came off in game three against the Celtics in 18.
Yep.
Like that's what I envision happens when it says, hey, Jack Fritz told me to come here.
The other thing, then we'll get to Brian real quick. The other thing about, I am mostly like you. I can't fix anything at home. I cry and run away. There is
sit in your car in a parking lot,
an empty empty parking lot. I could even tell you what it was. It was next to the Springfield Mall that on Baltimore Pike, that shopping center. Anyway, I do like looking at appliances, even though I don't know what I'm looking. If you look at refrigerators, it's awesome. Washer dryers, awesome.
You start envisioning it, and it's great. I will say, because I'm trying to put on a good front for a walk.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to be a liability to him if he needs help down the road.
Sure.
So I'm trying to get better at this stuff. I really am. And I already had the conversation with Jill because she likes to, like, needle me if I'm doing something that I don't typically do. She almost has me on fraud watch all the time. And I already said, listen, when I'm trying to teach him how to become a man, don't say daddy didn't learn that till he was 30.
Yeah, she can't be undercutting you.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
no undercutting.
She has to be raising you up.
Yes.
Oh, daddy can fix everything.
Yeah, he could do anything.
Daddy can change the oil in the car.
I can do that.
He drives it to the place. Anyway, drives it to, well, but you don't. You take it to your Scott Honda.
I'll pay for it.
Chris and Pensauken, you're on WIP.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's up with your – well, I can't. It's Spice Rules, but I was going to tell you. Telling me your dryer problem, I'd probably tell you what it is right now. But anyway.
Yeah, he's got his dad. No worries. Thank you, though.
His dad doesn't have 182 dryers like I do.
Yeah, anyway. I feel like you are a dryer expert.
Oh, right. You yes. own laundromats.
Yeah, and
quite a few of them.
Yeah.
I do not want to guard. Jack, I'm with you. It's totally – no disrespect to you, Spike. It's totally asinine. Supposedly, we have the best offensive line coach. We're plucking dudes from Australia, and we want to pick a guard with our 22nd pick when our corner defense needs all kinds of help, edge rusher, linebacker, cornerback. I just would not do that. I'm all over you, Jack. I'm on the Jack train with that 100%. But on the other hand, too, if you can get up to 12 and only give up a 1 second-round pick, Jack and Spike, and you can get the Bowers guy, because I think Dallas Goedert, you look at him, He's the biggest fraud on that team for the past 10 years at tight end. That guy, since we got him, all this talk, he averages 50 catches, misses 2 to 3 games a year,
yep.
has 600 yards, and has 3 touchdowns. And we're all like, oh, Dallas Goedert, he's a playmaker. No, he's not.
Well, like we watched Dallas Goedert, and he's one of those guys that who should be better than they are. Like,
right.
At the end of the year, his stats never make sense because it's like he should be better than that.
Never make – when's the last time you said, oh, he made a huge play? I think his name – fits a tight end name, so we think he's great. Dallas Goedert, if he was Jack Fritz, I think they'd say he's an average tight end.
And
I don't know.
And he doesn't even know how to fix his dryer, is the other thing they would say.
Yeah.
Do you have a Philly draft pick you talked yourself into?
Yeah, I told Dan the one, but I got to go back and I love you like a little brother, man. When they got Rager, I was so pissed off that you were like, Jefferson's a slot receiver. I'm like, dude, I bet LSU, they put him all over the field. You're just a slot receiver. I'm like, and they got Rager. And then I found out it was because Howie or somebody in there was friends with his dad when his dad played first.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And now I'm seeing this dude he's going to the Hall of Fame. And Rager's going to get me a Tito's and a lime in about 3 hours when I go to happy hour.
It was a big old swing and a miss, Chris. It was a big old swing and a miss.
Well,
Rager.
Yeah. Well, they can't all can't look.
No, that's a spike. That's a huge miss. That's a huge miss, bro. That's like your dad talking to you about basketball. It's also a huge miss.
Yeah,
also
yeah,
a huge
yeah. miss. We don't need
exactly.
that.
But here's the reality, Chris. Here's the reality. Here, I'm gonna pull the curtain back for everyone's big board on this entire radio station, save for a couple of people. I will allow for the exception for a couple people. Nobody knows what. Nobody watches enough of any of these guys to know anything. That's the problem. Here's the biggest problem with the draft. And this is after, you know, obviously I don't watch college sports at all, but I've been around for a million Eagles drafts and I've been around for a million Sixers drafts. And
right.
the biggest thing is when you think about the hit rate for professional general managers and scouts, professional
30%?
General managers and scouts, it's not that good. And that
30%,
is,
you think?
What's that?
You think 30%?
Well, I think it depends on where you pick them, right? But and obviously, the further down you get in the draft, the harder it is. But when you think about the hit rate for pros, and this is all they're doing, they're studying tape, they're
right.
going to the games, they're talking to the guys, and they still screw it up. Me, Jack, even Ike, Hugh, obviously Ike or Hugh would have a better idea of picking a
Well, what
a great
about John Ritchie? You're not going to put him in that category?
John Ritchie as well. They would, it's just because I see Hugh and I see Ike and I don't see John. You know I love John. But they would probably be better than we would. But still, it's so hard to because even put Jack aside for a second, right? The Eagles
right.
thought taking Jalen Rager was a good idea.
Which is an issue.
And they get paid to do it.
Yeah,
so
And I know that,
hard,
and,
you know,
and I know that I have like 10 seconds left. I'm probably over, so thank you. But listen, what they did. This is where they finally overcorrected themselves. Where we weren't pissed about it. Now they finally woke up and they go, we're staying away from that Chris University and that Jack, you know, State University. We're going to all the SECs. That's the best thing Howie ever did, man. I'm sticking in the SEC. I'm sticking with players that play in front of 100,000 people and are playing against studs every week. And I hope he still sticks with that plan. And I love all my four teams. I might get pissed at them, but they're my teams to the day I die, and I love them, and I like listening to you guys. And Tito's and lime, or should I get a tequila?
I'm a Tito's and lime guy over at tequila. I can't do tequila.
Well, I'm a stateside guy. Stateside of line.
I'll do a stateside.
There you go.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner there, Spike. I'm going to get that one. Peace.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call. Yeah, we'll talk about it next, but I think people forget how hard picking players is.
Well, that's what makes – and Chris mentioned the SEC Big Ten thing. That's what makes me nervous about Quinyon Mitchell.
I actually have a – we'll get into it. I have not an opposite take, but a different thing to consider with the big school players. I think there are advantages, but I think there are some disadvantages as well. There are no disadvantages to Larry Anderson. He is simply the best. We will talk to L.A. next, as we do every week. We do every – today is Wednesday, right? Wednesday at 3 o'clock. We will talk to him about the returning Taiwan Walker.
Yay!
And whether he thinks Nick Castellanos is coming out of his year-long slump at all. That is next on the Afternoon Show on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.